Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How about this? Draymond went on Fred Warner's podcast. Fred Warner and Draymond together.
Stand on it.
Oh, I thought you were going to do the whole
thing. Stand on what you do.
Stand on what you say.
Stand on what you do.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Stand on what you say.
It's got to go down, and then it goes back
up. Stand on what you do. I love it. And he was telling Fred, basically, to stand on it.
Well, pretty much.
Yep.
I mean, I find this fascinating in multiple ways. Because, first of all, it's two huge personalities here in Bay Area sports. Both very successful. But one has four rings, and one maddeningly does not have a couple of rings. But at the same time, these are different sports and different personalities. So peep this. Check where this goes, okay? This is on, and Fred's podcast is called The Warner House, okay? And he often does it with his wife. I think that's where they got the idea of calling it The Warner House. But on Fred Warner's podcast, Draymond is a guest, and they start talking about how to win a championship.
Once you do it, you know how. And once you know how to do it, like, we won a championship in 2022, not because we were the best team. Mm. We won a championship in 2022 because we knew how. Like, right. Steph, Clay, and I knew how to win. And so we knew how to win a championship. Boston didn't know how to win a championship. And so when it came down to it, one of the things that the Chiefs have over y'all is something that y'all will have to get over is they know how to do it. So in every single moment, they have something to draw from to say, oh, this is like this and we did this, or the mindset now has to be that, or if we can attack this guy, he'd be like attacking that guy when we did this, right? And so you start to make those correlations.
Okay, how's that grab you? That's what the Chiefs have over y'all.
Yes, it's muscle memory. It's championship memory. And when you get to that moment and you go out for the overtime coin toss and Patrick Mahomes runs off the field screaming, they want the ball. They want the ball. They want it. You know you're in trouble. And even this past, not this past week, but the week before when they go to overtime and Cincinnati, you know, it wasn't Cincinnati. Who did Kansas City? It was Tampa. It was Tampa. Yeah, and Baker Mayfield immediately is crestfallen and he drops his head knowing what's about to happen because Mahomes in overtime is an automatic victory. And so you get to these games, the championship games, and the Niners go up against Patrick Mahomes and he's been there and he's done it. And I do think that Draymond is right about the championship pedigree. This is where the championship pedigree actually matters. When you are in the championship round, when you're down in a series and you've been down and you've won and then you've won the title and then you've had a parade, when you get in those moments, you can look at each other and go, we know what this is. We know how to do this. Let's go out there and do it.
Okay. I'll buy all that. Listen to who's saying it. But one of the first thoughts that goes into my head is, like, is it the same sort of a plane to have an NBA player say this to an NFL player? simply because of math, you're talking about so many more people who have an effect on an NFL game.
And more games, too, right?
More games, and like one of the things that I think Draymond, and we'll play some more of this, one of the things he's referencing and that you referenced in when we were talking about this earlier is like, well, when you're down in a series, like, here's how we sort of handle that. Well, in football, you don't get a series. You get the second half. And better get your butt together or you out.
You get the one piece.
Right. And so, like, in the NBA, NBA championships are largely controlled, not 100%. I'm a believer in strength in numbers, but they're controlled by two or three stars. They are the straw that stirs the drink. And that's why we tend to feel like we sort of know throughout an NBA season, we can pick five teams and we're like, it's one of those. Right, are Tatum and Brown going to do it this year? Is it going to be Jokic again? Does Giannis want to have a turn? Last year it was almost Luka and Kyrie. We don't think about it in terms of the whole roster through 12, but in football I think we do. I think we do. Sure, there's the quarterback, and so we definitely focus on that person getting over the top and winning a ring. But can Draymond Green look at a linebacker and be like, you don't know how to do it yet? I mean, Fred Warner's played wonderfully in these games.
Yeah, he has, but he hasn't won. So he could look at Fred and say, you know, you haven't done it. And until you do it, you don't really know what it feels like to do it. So I think that that is a fair way to look at it. And Fred's been great. And, you know, they've played well, but they haven't gotten it done. And I do think if they go up against Kansas City again in the Super Bowl, there's going to be that feeling of, how do we do this? They've done it. Kansas City has no doubt how to do it. They've won two in a row.
Sure.
Patrick's won three. Kelsey's won three. Andy's won three. When you go into that game, that moment, even if it's the wild card game or the divisional round game, you've been there and you know it and you felt it and you've done it. So there isn't that feeling of how. It's the feeling of if. You know, can we do it? We know how to do it. Are we going to be able to do it today in this moment? And for the Warriors, I do know that when they get into a series, and 2 years ago was the one where it kind of struck me today, because I think that Sacramento in that moment was probably better than the Warriors. And Sacramento probably should have won that series against the Warriors.
Oh,
they had game seven at home, and the Warriors were, they were not in shambles, but they had just blown it in game six here at home.
They were vulnerable, at least.
They were getting on a bus with question marks.
Yes.
And then they got on the bus, and Steph said, if you're getting on the bus, get on the bus and be ready to win. And Steph went there, and he put everybody on their shoulders, and he had already won three of those things, and or he had already won four of them, I apologize, and he went out there, and he did the damn thing. They did it. And they had done it. Sacramento hadn't. And I do think that that is a big reason why they won that series. And then you go to LA and you're going up against a team, and LeBron's like, yeah, I've done it. I did it here. I did it there. I did it everywhere. I'm Dr. Seuss. I did it on a boat. I did it with a goat. I did it here. I did it there.
Cut that, please. And none of the show doesn't matter anymore. Just cut that.
Green eggs and ham.
No, cut that. It doesn't matter. Take everything else he just said out and just get that one sentence.
And it's, you
thanks, Grandy. Appreciate
being
you,
in
brother.
A fraternity in the 80s, it's oddly accurate. But anyway,
good Lord.
They didn't have that edge against LA. The edge that they had against Sacramento was no longer there.
Right, I mean, sometimes, okay. Like,
No.
Just, I mean, maybe a little devil's advocate, but hold on a second.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Grady. Sometimes I get a little, I'm not annoyed. That's not the right word. But this does feel a little pat on the back. Draymond patting himself on the back. In other words, like, you don't know how to do it until you do it. Well, there was a first time for everybody. So did you just slip and accidentally fall into that? And this is like telling somebody, I used to hate this when you're coming out of college and every job that you apply for, they're like, well, we're looking for someone with experience. Well, at some point, every single human being who has a job, somebody took a chance on them to come in and learn something that they weren't already doing, or else there would be no such thing as people working. You have to do something for the first time every time.
Yeah.
So when Draymond says this, like, I don't know, man, can you really look at the San Francisco 49ers, who have been in the last 5 years in almost every scenario imaginable. They've been in the playoffs. They've been injured. They did it with that quarterback. They did it with this quarterback. They've been down. They've been down big. They've been up big. Right? They've been up big. Yeah. They've coughed that up. They've faced every scenario. And then you end up in overtime of the Super Bowl with the ball inside the five-yard line. And do we honestly believe that that's what it came down to? You didn't know how to do it? Like, score a touchdown.
Yep.
An offensive lineman goes the wrong way. Did he go the wrong way because he doesn't know how to win a championship?
No, but games are not always won or lost in the final moments. And I think about Christian McCaffrey in the opening drive in the first quarter, and he fumbles. And McCaffrey's not known for fumbling, and he fumbled. And George Kittle is standing near the ball that's loose, and he's talking to another guy named right. George, saying, oh my God, you're George, and I'm George, and we're two Georges.
That's amazing.
And the one George is like, excuse me, George, while I dive on this fumble that's loose.
But the Chiefs turned the ball over also in that game.
Fine, but what I'm saying is,
like, is that he fumbled because he doesn't know how to win a championship?
It's not because he doesn't know how to win, but until you go out and you win, I do think that there's a certain amount of muscle.
It's the FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Go back to the Warriors' first championship. They beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're in Cleveland when they win this thing. Do you remember what the end of that final game, the closeout game, looked like? Or even go to the one that they lost to Cleveland, where Kyrie hits the three-pointer. Maybe that's not the best example, because by then, the Warriors had won and the Cavaliers had not. So that almost flies in the face of this idea. But you go back to that first one, and it was not pretty down the stretch. You get very, for lack of a better word, nervous. You get heavy, I would think. You watching people in those moments, it looks like sometimes they're overwhelmed. I don't know if it's just the Chiefs know how to do it and the Niners don't, as much as it is, well, the Chiefs just have and the 49ers have not, which means that when you get to the end, the Chiefs are very relaxed. They're very relaxed. It's not that they're functionally going, well, now I know what the chess move is because I've won a championship before. 49ers are a good football team. They know how to call a play. They know how to execute a play. That's all you have to do. But I do think there's more angst. I think there's more on their shoulders. There's more butterflies going on because it's kind of like, oh my God, right? Like, we're here. It's the end. Can we do it? Meantime, when you see Mahomes get the ball in overtime, especially when it's fourth down,
Yep.
Super relaxed, just relaxed. And I think that's what comes with having been there before, not some sort of a playbook where you know how to do things that others don't. That's all I'm saying.
Right. And I think it is different from the NBA to the NFL, because by the time the Warriors got to that spot in Cleveland that you're describing, they were coming off a regular year where they were 67-15, and they made it through the playoffs with a pretty comfortable run. They beat Houston in five in the Western Conference Finals, and they, other than the Memphis thing that Draymond referenced in his other cut that I think you're going to play, when they're down 2-1 and he and Steph huddled up and they went and got barbecue and they had a couple of bevies and they kind of set their mind right and then they turned that thing around. When you go through all of that and you get to Cleveland and you're up 3-2 in a best of seven, there's a lot more meat that's already been on the bone based on that series. So it is a little different than the NFL where, like you're saying, it's just four quarters.
Here's the one you're referencing. Again, this is on the Warner House. Fred Warner talking to Draymond Green.
In 2022, after game three, we were down 2-1. And I walked in the locker room and I'm walking off the court and I'm just thinking to myself, this feels so familiar. And I literally walk in the locker room, and Boston locker room, the way it was set up at this time, is like the first two lockers are Steph. I walk in the locker room, he the first person I see. And I just see he got this look on his face, like. And so I stop and I'm standing there looking at him and I'm like, and he say, you think of what I'm thinking? I said, this is Memphis all over again. Because in 2015, we were down to Memphis 2-1. And it felt like the world was collapsing. And we had never done it, though. And so I hit Steph and I'm like, yo, let's get out. Let's go to Blue City Cafe. I know at Blue City Cafe is a little barbecue joint right on Beale Street. We go in there. We get some drinks. We have some food. It's when this one diet ain't a thing for us. We young. We go to Blue City Cafe and we go in there. We have some drinks. I just know I got to get him out the room. Like he in his head, he in there thinking about the game. Like I'm in the room thinking, let's get out. We go to Blue City Cafe. We settle in. Next three games, we win. So I say, this feels, and he like, yes, this is exactly what it feels like. I'm telling you, like, he like, all right, cool, we got it, it's over. I'm like, yes, it's over, for sure, yeah, like, it's all over.
Right, we're going
like,
straight to Blue City Cafe, right from here, we're going.
It's over. Uh-huh. So then I walk around, and I always, when I come in the locker room, I go around, I dap everybody. I get to Clay, and Clay like, Dre, man, this feel real 2015-ish. I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah.
I knew right away, it's over, they done, we won. Uh-huh.
Okay, and obviously that is the way that it played out, but I think that's kind of what I'm getting at. It's not that you know how to win these games and somebody else doesn't. It's that when you're faced with adversity, you have the ability to approach it in a much more calm way.
Yeah.
Maybe because you can reference something in the past, or maybe just because you're like, I don't have to worry about that. Like, I'm already a made guy. So in other words, we know the Niners keep getting these 10-point leads in the Super Bowl. Who are you more confident in if they're down by 10? Brock Purdy or Patrick Mahomes? Well, obviously it's Patrick Mahomes.
Because he's like, done it, yeah.
He's done it.
A few times.
And, in fact, the 49ers sort of have a thing about, like, when they're in known passing situations, Kyle Shanahan's offense is not as effective. So, like, it's interesting. It's definitely an interesting concept. But to me, it's more just about the calm that you're able to achieve in the really, really stressful moments that come with this when they're not going well.
And 2022 is a good example because they can hearken back to other moments they've had where they felt similarly in terms of what they were facing as a deficit, but also you can hearken back to the muscle memory of what that was like. And I love that story Draymond told about going to Beale Street in Memphis when they're down 2-1 and they get a little barbecue and a couple of beverages and they realize, let's just, you know, settle down, let's relax, we're better. We go out there and we do what we do, and they win the last three games of that series and the rest is ongoing history. And so I do think that that's a big part of it. And for the Niners, they don't have that because you want to go back to the Super Bowl and the memories will be, like for Fred, your memories of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, my teammate was just running on the field and he collapsed and I ran over there and tried to help him. And then
they're bad. It's all
bad. The coin toss. We blew it. And then we couldn't stop Mahomes, even though we scored first in overtime.
No, I mean,
and all the rest of the things, the memories are not things that you can lean on as a springboard toward this year.
Think about George Kittle. He shows up last year with that famous moment from 4 years earlier where he's like, I will be back here. I will be back here. And then you get back there and you're like, all right, oof, we made it back. It's going to be different this time. Oof. You could argue it was even worse.
Even worse.
You could argue it was even worse. And so now this is what's interesting to me in this conversation is now, and it's a huge if, but if this group is to ever get back to a Super Bowl, now you have two battles to win. You have to beat the team that you're playing, and you've got to beat your own demons, because now it's happened twice.
Right.
And how are you feeling in that next Super Bowl when you go up by 10?
Well, especially if it's against that same
crap guy,
you know?
Yeah.
If you go up against Mahomes again, no matter how that goes, like if you face him again in the Super Bowl and them again and Andy and Mahomes and whoever, you're going to have that same sort of PTSD feeling. Doesn't mean you can't go out there and win it. You don't have to be the Buffalo Bills. And if you look at Buffalo, and everyone wants to talk about how Buffalo lost 4 in a row, well, they really only quote unquote blew one. The Norwood miss kick was the one that they should have won. They were better than the rest of it. The next 3 years, they were heavy, heavy underdogs.
And got pummeled.
Pummeled.
And got pummeled. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. We want to go to the phones, but there's one more. And this is Draymond talking about the window that is still there or not for the 49ers.
There's a know-how once you do it. And Steve Kerr knows how. And so he know when to press the button. He know when to make the adjustment. He knows when to do the thing because he know how to do it. And once you do it, it's just a feeling that you get of like, oh, that's that. Boom, no problem. We got this. We know to do that now. Once y'all do it, because I think y'all will, but I'll tell you this, y'all got to do it fast, man, because you can't keep missing the window. When you miss it, you got, you get this window.
Yep.
And you got to kick that mother in. If you don't kick the window in, it slams shut.
Got you.
And I think y'all can do it and y'all will do it, but y'all got to kick the window in. And once you do it once, it's way more likely for you to do it twice than for you to do it once. It's way more likely.
It's pretty good.
No, and I love it. It's pretty good.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I like it.
It hits pretty hard.
It does.
It hits pretty. You can tell it's hitting Fred hard. This went from a podcast to I mean, it sounded like a kid getting a lesson from a dad or
get
a teacher.
Get him on the couch. Yeah. Therapy is what that was.
I got you. It's like, whoa, this got weird. It got different.
It got weird, but it also got inspirational. Yeah. And I think that Fred was hearing the message, which is get back there, get one. And then, you know, I don't give a bleep about that bleeping window. The window's open. And you mentioned it before. If you're going to sign a quarterback to a $50, $55, $60 million deal, that tells me that your window is open.
That's not the end of the window. That's the beginning.
And when you draft, I don't even know, 7 players who are now regular contributors to your team in 1 year, that tells me that the window's open. So you have a franchise QB. You have a monster draft class. You have a core of veterans who are still going to be here, and you have an amazing coach. Don't tell me that the window's closing.
The window's not closing. I'm with you. Lot more to say on this. Murph in the East Bay on Willard and Dibbs. Hey, Murph, thanks for calling.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Great conversation. Great show.
Thanks, man.
Hey, I just wanted to throw in, I think one of the things that hasn't been said yet is that if the Niners are in a situation where they want to win, whereas in Kansas City, you're talking about a team that expects to win. Like you guys have kind of skated around it a little bit, but for the guys that are new in Kansas City, guys like Xavier Worthy and so on, they're there in a team that's already won without them. Now they're there, and they know what's they've seen the history of it, and it's that trust in Mahomes that there's an expectation. I'm 55 years old. Back in the day, we had that same situation with the dynasty in San Francisco. As a fan, I expected once we got past the NFC Championship game, we're going to win that game because we had the guy. So just wanted to throw that out there. I think the expectation carries a lot of weight.
Murph, I think you're spot on. Thanks for the call. I mean, think about it. Right now, when the Niners get a lead, they start looking at each other, or at least us fans do. They're looking at each other like, oh boy, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. How are we going to blow this one? Meantime, the Chiefs are over here. All of us think they've been outplayed in half their games, and what's happened? They've won them all.
All of them.
They're lining up to lose to a 35-yard field goal last week, and they block it.
Right.
And they're 9-0. there's something to be said for you go do what you mentally expect yourself to go do.
And I mentioned it to this to you earlier in the break. Last time against Seattle, you come out of the locker room, you score, you go up 23-3. Next thing you know, Lockett scores, it's 29-24. And now you need to scramble to hold on and win that game.
Yep, it's been almost all of them, except for the Patriots and the Jets.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.